Ohio Republican Jim Jordan chairs the Judiciary Committee. He and other Republicans on the committee have called for the defunding prosecutions of former Republican President Donald Trump. They've called Justice Department prosecutions of Trump politically motivated. Attorney General Garland, however, pushed back Tuesday. He said the Republican criticisms have no factual basis.
These repeated attacks on the Justice Department are unprecedented and they are unfounded. These attacks have not, and they will not, influence our decision-making. I view contempt as a serious matter, but I will not jeopardize the ability of our prosecutors and agents to do their jobs effectively in future investigations.
Garland told Republican members that neither he nor the DOJ will back down as they carry out their duties.
I will not be intimidated. And the Justice Department will not be intimidated. We will continue to do our jobs free from political influence, and we will not back down from defending democracy.
Garland was on Capitol Hill defending himself against the Republicans' attempts to hold him in contempt for the Biden administration's refusal to hand over audio of President Joe Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur, which focused on Biden's alleged handling of classified documents. Garland says there's no legitimate reason to hand over the audio and said doing so could harm the integrity of future investigations. He said the criticisms of the department are politically motivated.
This effort is only the most recent in a long line of attacks on the Justice Department's work. It comes alongside threats to defund particular department investigations, most recently the special counsel's prosecution of the former president. It comes alongside false claims that a jury verdict in a state trial brought by a local district attorney was somehow controlled by the Justice Department. That conspiracy theory is an attack on the judicial process itself.
The transcript has been made public, but this was after President Joe Biden issued an executive order to release them for the sake of transparency. Garland says since the claims against the Justice Department have surfaced, threats against the DOJ and its prosecutors and law enforcement agents have spiked. AG Garland says the Justice Department will investigate any and all threats against public officials.
We intend to aggressively investigate and prosecute threats against our public officials, including members of Congress, of which the numbers have actually exploded in the past couple of years. Our democracy cannot continue if the people who make the democracy run are afraid, if they make their decisions based on fear of being threatened or of being assaulted. No democracy can survive under those circumstances, and we will do everything we can in our power to investigate, deter, and prosecute anyone who makes threats against public servants.
Since the conviction of former President Trump at his New York hush money trial, threats against the Department of Justice have increased, according to DOJ officials. Trump has claimed, without evidence, that the Biden White House was involved in the New York State prosecutor's case against Trump. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.